StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.
And now it's time for StoryCorps Orlando. Helen Galloway talks to co-worker Keena Lewis about how she came to dedicate 50 years of her life to working for Orlando Health and the pride she feels being a part of the organization.
So, Helen, tell me, I know you've told me before, but how long have you been working at Orlando Health?
Oh, I'm in my 51st year. Well, when I first came here, obviously the hospital was very small, and so I did a little bit of everything except anything that was medically inclined. I did not do that, but I did writing. I did just about everything that you could think of to work with our team members and keep them going and enjoying their positions, and just keeping up with the newspaper and letting them know what things that they need to know and all sorts of things. Well, just everything, actually, except anything medical. So that's what I did.
What was it like, I guess, 50 years ago?
Oh, it was very busy, actually, very busy, because I was about the only one there to start with. And then gradually, as we went along, we added to the department and made a marketing and advertising department and so forth. But before that, I did most everything to keep the community in touch with what was going on at the hospital and kept up with what the hospital was doing to take care of our patients, which we have done very good since the hospital opened in 1918.
Back in those days, there was no computer, right?
No. Right? You think I knew what a computer was?
What did you use to type on, or what did you have?
I had one of those little typewriters. I don't know, was it electric or not? One of those electric typewriters that you had to erase everything if you messed up. And it was very interesting, but back then I didn't know the difference, so it was okay.
So what has kept you at Orlando Health for 50 years? What is it about, I guess, about the organization or about... What is it that keeps you there? That's a long time to work in one place.
It is, but it's a very nice place, and the people I worked with were very nice, and the people that were there working, they understood what we were there for, why we were important, and how we could do what we need to do for our patients and all of that. And so it just has worked out very well, I think.
So in all of these 50 years, can you think of a time that was maybe the... saddest time?
That's not fair to ask me that.
So we had Pulse, the Pulse nightclub disaster, tragedy in 2016. What do you remember from that?
It was just amazing and unbelievable. And where I live close enough that I could hear the constant noise from there and sirens and everything. And it went on for a week. But it was just really hard to realize that somebody had done that.
Yeah.
And what the results were. It was really, really hard. Although this is one time on the other end of it that our people and workers did such a good job in taking care of everybody that came into the hospital that they could, and taking care of the family members and everybody. It was just, they had done a phenomenal job at that, although it was something horrible, but still they did everything that they could.
So, all right, so I know you're a loyal Orlando Health employee, but in those 50 years, did you ever think about going to work anywhere else?
No.
Really?
So... I'll stay as long as I can.
Well, we're glad to have you, Helen.
Good.
We're glad to have you there.
Good. I appreciate it.
Helen Galloway and Keena Lewis from the StoryCorps mobile booth in Orlando. Produced locally by Juan Gualda at WMFE. Find details and more stories at WMFE.org.
StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.